Hello, Meredith. So can you tell us a little bit about the challenges of a blended family in probate?
Yes. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for watching our episode or listening to our episode today. We do have a great topic today. It's just about blended families, which always seems to be a bit challenging when it comes to not only on estate planning, but more importantly, when you don't do the planning, whether a family will go through some challenges of and figuring that out. So I'll give an example today. One of my clients, she was the surviving spouse of a blended family. And in 2020, her husband passed. Her husband did not leave a will, no documents whatsoever. And her husband did have two children from a previous marriage. So they didn't have kids together. She has her own kids. He has his own kids. Very classic blended family. Husband did own an apartment building where they lived in one unit, and there were several units that were being rented. According to my client, she said that there were challenges in terms of just even relationship with his children from the previous marriage. So he had some connection with them, but not necessarily a close relationship. So my client's surviving spouse really didn't have a strong connection with these children, but yet she had to have a connection with them upon his death. So upon his death, we find out no documents have been created. She lives in the home that is owned by him individually. There was some bank accounts outside of this real estate property, but otherwise, that's all the decedent owned, real estate and some bank accounts. We open a probate estate thinking, okay, let's have her be appointed as what we call here in Illinois as independent administrator. We obviously had to notify the children from previous marriage saying we're opening this estate and she's going to be the administrator. Within a week, so this was in 2020, we got notice that the daughter did hire an attorney on her own and said that she wants to be the administrator. We went to court. We ended up having what is called supervised administration as opposed to independent administration, which means we have to go out and have the judge approve everything that my client does. The long and short of it is lots and lots of kind of back and forth and fighting between the children from previous marriage and my client's surviving spouse. She was doing her best to be this landlord to take care of the tenants in the building and trying to keep up with the property. It was not her role during the marriage. It was her husband's role. And now she's just trying to figure it out, trying to keep the property going and trying to keep the tenants happy so she keeps the property going. She wasn't sure whether she was going to sell the property yet. Plus, COVID times was a little bit more challenging, certainly, to have to sell the property. Long and short of it, she did finally sell it last year and was ready to close the estate. Now, the challenge is it was already difficult in the beginning to get her appointed, my client appointed, but then it was also a challenge to deal with the children from previous marriage and figuring out how much is going to go to each person. At the end of the day, who gets what? According to the statutes, it says 50% goes to surviving spouse, 50% goes to surviving children, which sounds okay. The only challenge is certainly there were a lot of back and forth on what did you spend money on? Why did you spend money on that? Or what happened to this asset? And why didn't I get this? So lots and lots of back and forth between these family members that, weren't close to begin with. We were about to go to trial and go through a whole, challenging part of this process, and it would have cost a lot more money on the legal side, two attorneys that are being paid, and then more court appearances. Luckily, we were able to come to some settlement with what was going to happen with the money. Everyone agreed to a settlement, And we were able to finally close 3 years later after the decedent passed away. I, you know, bring this up because this is the aftermath of what happens in a blended family. Had the decedent just written out his wishes and said, I want this property to go to my spouse or whoever it might be, everything goes to whoever, and that way we know exactly what his wishes were, then we wouldn't have had to go through this. If anything, he should have done what is called a living trust, put this property in there and made it all private where nobody even had to know about this property. We didn't have to notify anybody. We could have just had everything going to surviving spouse if that was his wish. Or he could have just said, okay, I'm giving a portion to my spouse, a portion to my kids, but here's exactly what it is. It would have been much cheaper, not paying two lawyers going through court processes. It would have taken a shorter amount of time. We wouldn't have taken 3 years. We would have just said, okay, here's what's going to happen. We're going to, if everything was going to go to surviving spouse, we wouldn't have had to deal with the children from previous marriage at all. And then the third is it's public record. So now everybody knew about this estate that's been opened and anyone could have filed a claim. Luckily for this situation, there was no claims. There were no claims and we were able to close. And the moral of the story is plan ahead. Often, this is a very, very common fact pattern. You have surviving spouse versus children from previous marriage. Very, very common where people are fighting over what did the decedent really want. Often we have estranged relationships and decedent maybe didn't want that money to go to children from previous marriage because, you know, the relationship had been strained. We don't know what his wishes were because we had nothing to go by. We just have the statutes to go by and that's what we have to follow. The end of the day, planning is important. Do it right rather than just let it happen, rather than assuming everyone's going to have your best interests at heart and everyone's going to play nice and accept whatever they're supposed to accept. This particular estate that I'm discussing could have been worse, a lot worse. We could have been in court, a lot more court costs, a lot more lawyer fees. But it was long enough. We had plenty of time involved and cost involved, legal fees between two lawyers for this estate. Like I said, there was only the real estate property and the bank account. Probably between two lawyers is about $20,000. That's a lot of money that could have gone to surviving spouse, gone to the family rather than lawyers. So just a tip that blended families, please, please, please come see me. Let's talk about your situation. Let's prevent this fighting. And certainly let's save some of this money that you've worked so hard for and give it to the people that you want it to go to. If you have any questions, come by the office or call us and we will be happy to have an appointment and chat with you. Again, I'm Maritas Bond of Bond Associates. Thanks for watching or listening to our podcast. Have a great day.